The confusion is very disturbing. Like we've always mentioned in the past, if you're looking at an election management body, the expectation is that it is as independent as is possible. Now, you have a commission in Zimbabwe that is said to be independent. That cannot function because it has not been allocated resources. This is deeply distressing. But I would also want to quickly state that the issue of resources is not the only constraint that the commission is facing. First and foremost, the commission, if it was serious about doing its work, it should have been in a position to state what their plan for voter registration was to election stakeholders so that they build confidence in Zimbabweans that they are ready to conduct this process. So even in the absence of resources, there was nothing that was stopping the commission from stating what the process is going to be, how the process is going to be managed, who will be managing the process, when it was going to start and when it was going to end. And in fact, to even say, currently the voters' roll stands at this and provide the voters' roll to every stakeholder so that we know what is happening.
Are we not being hard on ZEC to expect it to deliver without adequate resources?
We may appear hard on ZEC because our expectation is that it becomes a fully functional body. Now, if ZEC is accepting that it cannot function without resources, then fair and fine. And we've been supporting them to say that they need to be independent. We have not heard them saying that they are not independent. They have been claiming to be independent. Now, when they claim to be independent and then come back to us and say, oh, we can't do A, B, C, D because we do not have resources, then they are contradicting themselves.